Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Oh. But I'm glad you insulted yourself.
Welcome to I Tell My Husband the News. I'm Shannon Ray Green, a journalist at USA Today. Each week, I catch my husband up on all the stories he may have missed. He doesn't really like to read or watch the news, so I'm pretty much his sole news source. It's a big responsibility. My husband, Dusty Terrell, is a local comedian in the Washington, D.C. area. Thanks for being here, Dusty.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
What's going on, dear?
Hi, honey.
How you been?
Pretty good. I had a good weekend.
Me too.
I got to see your parents.
That was great.
And I got to play a real long board game. Just like so long.
And you love that.
I do love it, yeah. But I lost.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah, it's a lot of time to spend just to lose.
But you got to be a good sport about it, right?
Well, you don't have to be. I mean,
well,
there's no bad sport police or anything.
Well, you gotta be. You just gotta.
I guess if I want to be invited to play again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got two new 5-star reviews this week, Shannon.
Ooh.
Two of them.
That's a lot.
That is great. We super appreciate it. Thank you so much to KatieB27 and NinjaBra. NinjaBra also in his name used a little text emoji. I think it's the open... Open-mouthed winky face. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Well, thanks, NinjaBra.
Yeah, thank you both. We really appreciate it. If you have time, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or anywhere. Shannon thinks it helps the show, and I think it makes me feel good. So
yeah, and when we say anywhere, we mean it's totally cool if you want to do this on social media. Or just like from a rooftop.
Yeah.
If you have access to a rooftop, just run up to the top and just be like, check out I Tell My Husband the News. It's a great show. Let us know that you did it so we can thank you on the show.
We haven't disclosed our address, so maybe you're our neighbor and we'll still hear it. You know, that'd be great.
Try it out.
Yeah.
If you live in Virginia, definitely try it out.
Also, we visit other places too sometimes. So.
Mm. Yeah. True.
You can also tweet us. I'm at Dusty Terrell.
And I'm at Shannon Ray Green.
And you can write us an email at itellmyhusbandthenews@usatoday.com.
Uber offers quiet mode, so you don't have to talk to the driver. But it'll cost you extra.
See, that makes me feel conflicted, Shannon, because... I hate talking to strangers, but I also hate spending extra money.
This was written by my colleague Dalvin Brown. He writes, ever put on your AirPods to keep a chatty Uber driver from annoying you during your trip? You may have an option to put them away. Uber just launched a new preference in the app that allows you to specify what level of conversation you'd like to have during your Uber ride. This started just 2 weeks ago in the United States. Riders can choose between quiet preferred and happy to chat in the app. Or if you don't care one way or the other, you can just leave the setting at no preference. The driver will get a heads up before you're picked up so they know what type of mood you're in. The setting is offered only for premium Uber rides, which means you'll only get the choice before you take Uber Black or Uber Black SUV trips. The ride-sharing company understands that riders who choose the Uber Black and Uber Black SUV experience want, quote, a consistent, high-quality experience every time they ride. That's according to a statement in a press release from Uber. It continued with this quote, with these new features and more to come, we're excited to ensure that our riders can arrive relaxed and refreshed wherever they're headed, unquote. Other preferences commuters will be able to pre-select for premium rides include help with luggage, let your driver know an extra pair of hands is needed for your luggage, temperature control, communicate your optimal temperature before entering a vehicle, extended pickup period, riders will have a little extra time to get to the car when unexpected delays pop up, premium support, access premium phone support with live agents if you need something to be made right, professionalism, ride with confidence knowing that your professional, commercially licensed driver is at the top of his or her game, consistent vehicle quality. Expect the same kinds of rides every time with consistent vehicle model, makes, interiors, and exteriors.
I'm not really a premium type of guy, Shannon. I don't think I'll be taking advantage of this. You let me know when they come out with a Uber budget where you don't even get to ride on the inside of the car. You just have to hold on to the hood real tight. I think I'll just keep doing what I usually do to get out of talking to the driver, which is as soon as I get in the car, I act like a crazy person. Just keeps them from wanting to talk to me.
I've never seen that happen.
I just start talking to myself.
Weird. I've never seen you do that in front of me, and I'm glad.
Typically, I don't have to do that around
you. I can see this insult coming from a mile away that you're going to say that I'm the weird one that freaks out the driver into not wanting to talk too much. Or maybe I just keep the conversation going pleasantly.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Oh. But I'm glad you insulted yourself. No, I was going to say, yeah, normally, like when we get into the car, you're happy to carry on the conversation.
I am.
And I can sit there quietly. In fact, oftentimes I can't even get a word in edgewise anyway.
And if you can believe it, Dusty, I have more Uber news.
Uber news.
Backseat passengers in Uber, Lyft, ride-hailing vehicles face germs and safety risks. This was written by my colleague Nathan Bomey. He writes, "It's second nature. When your Uber or Lyft pulls up, you hop in the back seat. Sure, you check that the license plate and driver photo match what's on the app, but should you also pull out hand sanitizer and sit up front to be safer? Research shows that maybe you should. Concerns about cleanliness and the dangers of sitting in the back give you pause the next time your ride rolls up to the curb. Experts say that riding in the back seat of a ride-hailing vehicle is germier than a toilet seat and potentially more dangerous than sitting in front. As millions of Americans embrace ride-hailing apps and Uber gets ready to become a publicly traded company, the health and safety risks of backseat riding are becoming clearer. According to a study by insurance company NetQuote, the average rideshare vehicle has about 219 times as many germs as the average taxi, which is cleaned regularly. It's nearly three times germier than the average toothbrush holder and more than 35,000 times germier than the average toilet seat."
Gross. What are people doing? Just rolling in a big vat of germs and then crawling into Ubers? Stop it.
John Chung is a Philadelphia area resident, and he was visiting Cleveland on a business trip this past month when he hopped into the back seat and discovered fingernail clippings and questionable residue.
You're going to get a bad rating if you leave fingernail clippings and residue.
The one thing that's strange about that is a driver going to check the whole back seat every time someone gets out of his car or her car?
Yeah, maybe they should start. Check for residue.
He said, quote, "I try not to touch too much, but what are you going to do?" Unquote. And he added that he often feels like he doesn't have viable alternative options. The most germs on rideshare vehicles are on the window buttons and seat belts, according to the NetQuote study. Door handles aren't as bad, though they're still far worse than door handles in personal vehicles. The NetQuote study only examined three rideshare vehicles, three taxis, and three rental cars, meaning it's not a scientific examination of the issue. Erica Hartman is a Northwestern University assistant professor of civil and environmental engineering who has studied microbial issues in transportation, and she said it's no surprise that rideshare vehicles are a haven for bacteria. She said, quote, "We carry our bacteria with us everywhere we go, so it makes sense that the places where there are humans, there are also going to be bacteria. It's just a fact of life," unquote.
There's humans everywhere. This is like saying don't go on airplanes anymore. Don't go outside or don't go to work. They're everywhere. And they're disgusting.
She said that many of the bacteria are likely to be harmless to humans. However, she said that taking a ride with a stranger who's sick in a rideshare could expose you to illness. Harry Campbell is the founder of therideshareguy.com and author of The Rideshare Guide. And he said, quote, "Drivers are very aware of damage and visible dirt, but I don't think many are thinking about germs," unquote. The American Cleaning Institute, which represents cleaning companies, urged ride-hailing drivers to clean up. Brian Sansoni is the Senior Vice President of Communications, Outreach, and Membership for the organization. And he said, quote, drivers should strive to regularly clean and vacuum their vehicle. Consider using a fabric refresher or air sanitizer. Riders can bring along a hand sanitizer or hand wipes if they're worried about touching too many surfaces, unquote. Beyond hygiene, rear seat passengers face other risks that are now emerging in a new analysis. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety recently released a study showing that backseat passengers are often killed in head-on collisions in which the front seat passengers survive. That's due largely to a lack of safety advancements in the back seat. For example, seat belts in the back seat do not perform as well as seat belts in the front, placing passengers at risk of serious chest or head injuries. Taken together, the results suggest that automakers, suppliers, and ride-hailing companies need to take steps to address backseat safety and health issues, according to Campbell. He said, quote, I've been really surprised that more automakers haven't adapted vehicles for rideshare use. Right now, vehicles are designed for passengers in the front seat, unquote.
Don't people typically put their children in the back seat? What are you guys doing? What's happening here?
At least there's hope, because it might soon change. As ride-hailing apps become increasingly popular, auto companies are beginning to rethink their approach to vehicle design. For example, coating supplier PPG is developing an antimicrobial treatment for use in cars and trucks to protect the health of backseat passengers. The company is examining applications used on fitness center equipment that could potentially be applied to surfaces in vehicles. PPG's Global Segment Director for Automotive Parts and Accessories, Anna Wagner, said it's too early to say when the product could come to the market. She said, quote, the issue of cleaning surfaces or keeping them clean is something that's being talked about everywhere. We're looking to see what could come with the vehicle, unquote. Northwestern's Hartman warned that antimicrobial products aren't always designed well to protect humans. She said that, in fact, sometimes they can encourage the spread of antibiotic-resistant infections. Other companies are exploring cleaning solutions. AutoNation, the largest auto dealer chain in the country, said it's partnering with Clorox to introduce what they're calling, quote, a revolutionary sanitizing system designed to enable cleaner, healthier, safer vehicles, unquote. The product, which has been dubbed Precision Care, powered by Clorox Total 360, uses electrostatic technology and Clorox cleaners to kill common germs that cause illnesses. AutoNation is selling the product at its dealerships and is distributing it to other dealers, repair shops, rental car companies, and fleet services through a wholesale network. Will Uber or Lyft drivers embrace it? Campbell, who is the rideshare guy, said, quote, it's not something that I think many drivers think about. The good drivers will do basic things like shaking out the mats at the beginning of every day and getting car washes once a week, maybe a vacuum, unquote. But he said that there's a lot of unwanted germs, with the average busy Uber or Lyft driver handling 20 to 30 rides a day. Uber spokesman Andrew Haspin said the company encourages riders to rate their rides and comment on cleanliness. Driver ratings can suffer due to the condition of their vehicles, and according to Uber standards, they can be removed due to low ratings. Chung, who is the devoted rideshare user who had a grimy Lyft ride in Cleveland, said he was not satisfied with Lyft's rating system, which did not allow him to flag his ride as dirty. Lyft did not respond to a request for comment. While germs in some cases could just make you sick, vehicle safety is often a matter of life or death. And sitting in the back seat in a ride-hailing vehicle or any other car could put you at risk. Uber's Haspin said the company urges riders to buckle up and supports efforts to improve vehicle safety. The problem is that backseat seatbelts are often poorly engineered. That's according to IIHS. Those seatbelts lack adequate pretensioners to protect passengers, IIHS reported, while backseat passengers could potentially benefit from more airbags. A 2017 IIHS study said that only 57% of passengers in hired vehicles always buckle up, compared with 74% of passengers in personal cars.
So which is more dangerous, touching the seatbelt full of germs or just not using the seatbelt?
I think it's wise to put on a seatbelt. That's what they're there for.
I like to live dangerously, Shayla.
Ugh.
Not only am I not wearing the seatbelt, but I'm licking the seatbelt.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to be clear about one thing. This is not at all sexy. If you think being a bad boy who licks seat belts and doesn't wear them is a turn on in any capacity, well, it's not. So please shape up.
I don't think that was my goal.
So what is the goal then? You're just trying to make me mad? Is that the goal?
The goal is to look death in the eyes and say, Not today, sir. You go bother someone else.
Well, I don't think you're effectively doing that. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
I'm more writing him like a handwritten invitation. Like, today seems like a good day, sir.
And last today, we've got the lightning fast headline roundup. Does Dusty care about these stories in the slightest? Here we go.
Holzhauer's Jeopardy winning streak lives on.
Somebody's got to take that guy down. And I'm just the guy to not even try.
That's right. Possible leak hints at next Apple iPhone release.
I'm not going to buy one, so I don't care.
Reviews are in. The new Godzilla sequel is just absurd.
Duh. As if anything that wasn't about a giant lizard stomping on things wouldn't be absurd.
I like the way you think. Spiders are drawn to this color more than others.
I think it's a combination of colors, Shannon. It's a red and blue, like sort of latex suit.
Okay. Italy's Mount Etna erupts.
Oh, no. How's that going to affect my health care?
It's a different Etna.
Oh.
KFC plant-based chicken? It could happen.
Weird and gross.
New mail and message tools expected at Apple's WWDC.
That's too much tech talk for me, Shannon.
You're applying sunscreen wrong. Here's how to protect yourself.
I'm doing fine.
Tick season is here. Here's how to protect yourself and your pets.
Don't go outside. Next week on I Tell My Husband the News. Well, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. That's why it's called the news.
I Tell My Husband the News is part of the USA Today podcast network. New episodes come out every Monday. If you want to check out other podcasts from all across the USA Today network, just go to podcasts.usatoday.com or find them wherever you listen to podcasts, like Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.